With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. With only days to go before the 2024 presidential election, GOP nominee Donald Trump appeared on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show, saying there's a reason he makes a lot of people uncomfortable, especially his political opponents.
Because I have a tendency to win. It's a nice thing, and that bothers people. Sometimes I play a little bit rough, but they play rough. They are rough and vicious people. They are vicious people. They're dirty people. They've weaponized government. They've weaponized everything. And it's actually made me more popular.
He also said he would fire Special Counsel Jack Smith in 2 seconds after he takes office. The Harris campaign's betting on Beyonce to help raise her sagging poll numbers. Reports say the singer will appear with Harris at an event in Houston. Beyonce would be the latest musician to attend a Harris rally. Rapper Eminem introduced Barack Obama at a Detroit event earlier in the week. The Harris campaign's been using concerts as well to increase the number of attendees. Also at SRNNews.com, there's been a huge government settlement between the owner and operator of the ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Officials say the owner and manager of the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge have agreed to pay more than $100 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the Justice Department. The suit against Dolly owner Grace Ocean Private Limited and manager Synergy Marine Group seeks to recover funds the government spent to clear the underwater debris and reopen Baltimore's port. The settlement does not include any damages for rebuilding the bridge. That could cost close to $2 billion. The state of Maryland filed its own claim seeking those damages. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge permanently blocks enforcement of Ohio's ban on virtually all abortions. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are pinning their hopes for victory in November on the votes of women who are upset that the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, but that might be a flawed strategy. Experts point out that older women, even Democrats, see abortion as more of a peripheral issue compared to younger women. And while abortion may resonate deepest with younger women, they're also a historically unreliable voting bloc. Nationally, 4 in 10 women under 30 say abortion's their top issue. This is SRN News. The McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where former President Trump worked a drive-through window, has hired private security after getting threats from Democrats.
The Bucks County McDonald's received threatening phone calls and social media messages following Trump's visit. As a precaution to protect his employees, the franchise's owner has retained the private security force he'd hired in the lead up to the event. Jim Worthington, the leader of Pennsylvania's delegation at the Republican National Convention and one of the key organizers of the Trump McDonald's visit, says despite some threats, much of the community has reportedly been supportive, saying, quote, "The community is really embracing it, and a lot of people have come in here since Sunday just to patronize the restaurant." Worthington added, quote, "A lot of people anticipated a boycott would happen because that's typical for some Democratic supporters to do. Trump worked the French fry station and took drive-through orders at the Pennsylvania McDonald's on Sunday." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Menendez brothers may be out of prison soon. The LADA made a request they be resentenced. More details at SRNNews.com.